bays. We did already a few rounds. Let's just maybe look over here at a, on page, in the last page. The last page, in the last page of, it's, 842. Let's learn over here. We did all of the Mamor Chazal. And we did pretty much most of the Mefarshim. I wanted to do something over here. I don't remember what I wanted to do. Let's look at the Radak. Okay, look at the Radak. Just a little bit of Radak. A little bit of the Malbim, and then we'll go further. Okay, the Radak over here said. Let's look at the Radak over here. It's where it says over here, Pasik Tesvav. Od Yenuvun B'Seva D'Sheinim V'Ranan Yiyu. Od Yenuvun B'Seva B'Moshe Hamashiach Yiyu Kol Yiyu Yisrael. Yihi Yu Yimei Yisrael Arukim K'Moshe Kasov K'Mei Aretz Yimei Ami. In the times of Moshe Mashiach, the Jewish people will merit Arichas Yamim. Yiyu Yisrael Arukim. K'Moshe Kasov K'Mei Aretz Yimei Ami. Just like a tree. What is the life expected? This is a very interesting pasuk. Pasuk in Yeshaya. K'Mei Aretz Yimei Ami. V'Hayamim. There's a pasuk, and what today is considered to be today old age, in the times of Moshe Mashiach will be considered to be a youngster, a person that dies, the person who's 80 years old is just getting started. 80 is the new 20. Okay, aziyu kumo yimei hanarus. V'yiyu k'mo no'odim sh'yigdulu v'yirbu v'yiyu d'sheinim v'rananim hepechaz z'keinim, and they will be d'sheinim v'rananim, just the opposite of what z'keinim are today. Z'keinim k'mo sh'kasuv ki hanar ben me'a shana yamus perush k'shu yamus ben me'a shana, someone who is a person who is 100 years old chas v'shalom dies, yoimru olav ben arusay me'zeh, this person has died in his youth. Now, there are a lot of questions that you can ask, but that's a tragedy. We would expect that in the times of Moshe Mashiach, there are going to be no tragedies. So if there's a new standard in age, that the age of 100 is considered to be a youngster, so it's a terrible tragedy. If no one dies at the age 100, a person leaves this world when he's 100 years old, everything is relative. Everything is always relative to what everyone else has, to the situation. So how does that? How do you make sense out of that when we assume that the times of Moshe Mashiach are times of bliss and times of blessing when there are no tragedies? Everything is relative to what everyone else has. I don't know the answer. Now, when I saw this, I was preparing just a little bit in the Mamloys, and he says something, I'm not going to go into delve into the talks over here. He mentioned this pasuk, oh, you knew him to say, we're talking over here about Arichas Yamim. According to when we started this mizmah, we had many perushim as to what is this mizmah referring to. And according to one of the interpretations, even though it says Liyam HaShabbos, so we had one interpretation that refers to Shabbos Mamish. The Radak told us he would explain. We didn't really delve in. The Radak didn't really explain all that much, it seems, how this really relates to Shabbos, Kodesh. But the other interpretation that he gave, and others gave it as well, that it refers to the times of Mashiach and the days leading up to Mashiach. And okay, we have to find the source, and here's the question. What exactly is the advantage of old age? What is the advantage? We're always wishing, Arichas Yomim, a person should merit to live long, long old age. What's the benefit? I remember reading Rav Steinman. Rav Steinman was about 100 years old when he passed away, and he started a new venture when he was 80 years old. He was 80 years old, he opened up a new yeshiva. People were basically very critical, like what do you, at this age in your life, it's too late, it's over, you gotta wind down. And it turned out that the yeshiva he started, I don't remember the details, was extremely successful and had incredible satisfaction, nachas, from the project that he started at 80 years old for the next 20 years. I'm proud by now. I don't know who took over his children. I don't know. So what is the advantage of having? So they said to him. I think some of them. You arichas yom. So he says, arichas yom is not a bracha. You have to give din v'cheshbon on 20 more years of averos. Person is 80 years old. So many people 80 years old, they close up shop. Look at the tragedy last week. Joe Lieberman, 82 years old, suddenly dies. It's a shock. The family is in utter shock. Someone said to the ones watching the Levaya online, he says that the thing that really struck him the most is the family. Like he was a healthy, vibrant, active person, just like that, he dies. 82 years old.
He fell in the street.
So many people fall in the street. Meisim. Meisim. So it was a shock. It was a shock. It was a shock to the family. It was a shock to the family. But people die. So someone who lives another 20 years, let's say from 80 to 100, Rav Steinman said, you think it's a bracha? What's the bracha? What's the bracha to live another 20 years? There's a trade-off. You do a lot of mitzvahs in the next 20 years, but you don't do averos. The yetzar goes away. In the next 20 years, you can do plenty of averos, make a lot of trouble for people in the next 20 years. And you have to give din the cheshbon on those additional years that people will say about you that you had arichas yamim. So what's the advantage? So in the Mamlois, he talks about this, and he says something very interesting. He says, the ikar benefit of arichas yamim is you get to see the full cycle of life. You get to see, like Mamish, what it says over here in Pasuk Tezayin, lahagid, you take these two psukim together. Pasuk Tezvav talks about arichas yamim. Pasuk Tezayin tells you, what do you do with the arichas yamim? Od yinuvun b'seva d'sheinim v'ra'ananim yiyu. That in the seva, in old age, you'll be fresh and vibrant and productive. And therefore what? And what's the advantage? Oh, you can do more mitzvahs. You can learn more. Okay, absolutely. But it says here, Pasuk Tezayin, you know what the advantage is? If you reach the age of 100, you were zoicha to see the rise and fall of wicked people. You're zoicha to see people who were moiser nefesh for Torah, how Hashem rewarded them and their family and how they developed. With Mashiach Hazman Lo Yaseh Hasechel. There are people that do very, very good things, and you don't see the payoffs. People in a very short period of time, in 20, 30 years, but if you live 100 years and you look, this is what it says in the Mamlois, okay, not everyone is zeichet to come back and tell you all these things, but it is inevitable that you have a vantage point of seeing the Yad Hashem, the Hashgacha Pratis, ki ato yodati ki gadol Elokim, ki gadol Hashem mikol Elokim, ki vadovar asher zodu aleihem. The more you live, the more you see the Hashgacha Pratis, the reward and punishment to people that are faithful and loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the advantage of old age. You see things. You see things, the cycle of life, and he puts these two psukim together. And okay, that's really what I want to bring out from the Mamlois. Okay, next pasuk, Tes Zayin, Lahagid Oz Yagidu Ki Yashu Hashem Ki Bezman Hazer Libois Bnei Adam Poiskim B'Maseh V'Aseh Okel. Then they will declare, the hearts of man, this is a very powerful word he uses. Poischem is what the same word which Eliyahu Hanavi used when he gave Musar to the Oivdei Habal. Lama atem poischem al shtei hasi'ipim. How long will you be poischem on the two seifim, on the two sides, basically, im la Hashem luchu acharav, vim la Baal luchu acharav. Over here, he's using exactly that same terminology. Is that people, when they live a life, they live and they see, they have nisyonos, and in the nisyonos, their hearts keep on vacillating between believing in Hashem and Achmana Litzlan, having complaints against Hashem. And Kibizman Hazel Libais, in this lifetime, the hearts of man, Poischim b'masir akel in the masir akel b'oisam shalvas harishoyim b'yisuyat tzadikim. People see that the wicked people are successful and the righteous suffer, and their hearts vacillate. They vacillate between having emuna in Hashem and having complaints. V'chein amir Rabbi Sevin Zechon Levracha ein b'yadeinu loy m'shalvas harishoyim afloim yisuyat tzadikim. And we don't have today the peace of the Rishoyim, and not from the Yisudei HaTzadikim. It was man ha'asil, but before Mashiach, Yitzarfu v'yislavnu v'yisharu asher yiyu ka'kesef mizukok. V'lo yiyye oid shalvas l'Rishoyim, v'lo yitzaru l'Tzadikim, k'mo yishu mi'idim ha'pasukim v'sefer malachi, v'yaz yoidu kol oilam k'yosher Hashem, Vitsuri. So he's saying over here is that La'asalav v'tanz ha'Mashiach. It's very, very strange. What he's saying over here is that the nisyonos are not going to be extreme. It seems that in earlier times there were rishaim that suffered yisurim which are unimaginable. And there were rishon that enjoyed enormous success. Today, no one. He's saying, I don't know, you know, it's a very big, bold statement to say that in times of Yimos HaMashiach, tzadikim will not suffer extreme yisurim, and rishoim will not experience extreme success. So that makes the nisoyon, the challenge of life, less. It makes it easier to deal with the situation and to witness the Yad Hashem. Yitzuri sha'ani boteach bo, Omar HaMashayer, okay, I'm turning the page over here, Omar HaMashayer, on page 845, Yoyim Rakol Kiloy Avlos Abo V'chol Maaseyu Be'emunda V'yoz Kishetirbe Das B'nei Adam Yigole Lohem Zeh HaSoyd Lomho Yechein Bo'il Mazeh V'shalva L'Rashoim V'tzare L'Tzadikim, that when Mashiach will come, then it will be a time of V'loy Avlos Aboy. Everything in hindsight will make sense. The Chasif Aloso is taking note that there is a Kri V'chsif. If you look over here and back on page 842, if you notice in the brackets, it says Aloso. But in the text, what we read, it's Avloso. What? Kri V'chsif. So what's the Pshat? Every Kri V'chsif is there on a purpose. So he explains. The kasev ala sabalevav v'kri ala sabalinyan echad ela shakasev al derech noche ha'ayin hanelamim v'gam b'zeh ha'sherish bo mehem alumei avav k'may ve'oyelosa kafsapia. We say this on Rosh Hashanah. V'oyelosa means iniquity, evil will close its mouth. Af b'lev oyelos tif olun, another pasuk, the heart of corruption will cease. So what is it saying over here? He's not really explaining. Just saying over here, these two words are really the same. The word oilosa, and here we read it with an avlosa. But I think what he's saying over here is that he introduced this by telling us that the truth is the way it's spelled is oilosa. I think you're Jewish. The word oila means to ascend. The word avla is corruption. The way it's spelled is oilosa, which really it would appear to be a very positive word, a carbon oila, something which ascends, which you bring to Hashem. It's pure. It's completely given over to Hashem. However, we live in a world where it is impossible to appreciate the suffering that we go through. It is impossible. So therefore, we have no choice and make this Kesiv into a Kri and pronounce it Avlosa. Ovel. Ovel means corruption. Today it looks, the way we pronounce it is Avlosa, because the reality is it appears to us that there's a lot of corruption and there's a lot of pain and a lot of problems. It's only in the future, in a world that we cannot relate to now, will we realize that it's not an avla, but rather it's an oila. Rather, it is something that is elevating. We have the vav inside, ovel. Ovel means corruption. When you take out the vav, oilosa, it means a carbon oil. It means something which is el al, something which ascends high. It's spelled oilosa because in the world that will be, we will realize everything is a benefit. But now, the kri, the way we relate to it in this world, is avlosa, is as corruption. All right, let's take a look over here quickly at the Malbim. The Malbim, we'll finish up with the Malbim, then we'll go to the next Mizmar. The Malbim is on page Lahagid. Okay, there's not much Malbim. Let's do Pasuk Yudalid. Shisulim. Okay, Pasuk Yudalid, page 842. 842, it says, Shesulim neged mash amar ki eres balavanam yiskeh shuhu mash atzadik atzma yiskeh yimikim ishi v'gam eis yikotzeitz melam azeh yoshev lisko bo ilam abo. He's planted in this world, but when he will die, he will rise high in the next world. Amar shesulim es Hashem ki yashasul hu eitz hanekad v'mukaymoy v'nishtol b'mokem acher. Now this vart over here is touching upon a very famous vart. And that is the word shesul does not really mean planted. The word shesul means replanted. Replanted, yeah, you have a tree. Yeah, you'll see when they come, they plant new trees in the spring. You see the trucks in this neighborhood, they come around, the city comes around, and they plant trees. What are they planting? They're not planting seeds. They are taking trees that have already begun to grow elsewhere. They uprooted them, they wrap up their roots in a bag, and they come here on the sidewalk and they replant. The word shesul is to replant. Or it's on loymar, shahat sadik shenekar mimkoymay shaboilum achomri, shahe mikroim chatzre sashem shem ki chotzer lifne abayis shahu oilum abo, kamoy shrinu, haskin atzmur beproza, kadesh kaz la traklin, vios. Nishtal, they will be replanted. The base Hashem da Hainu be'olam hanefashoy sheshom habayis. V'shom yiske ke'eres ba'lovanoin, period. So what is he saying? He's saying over here is, O yinuvun b'seva, Pasuk Yudal, shesulim b'veis Hashem, b'chatzreis elokeinu yafrichu. The Mal over here is telling us a very mystical word. And you have to read the pasuk backwards. This world is the chotzer. In this world, the tzaddikim, they begin to blossom. And then they die. And when they die, their neshamos are replanted in the Beis Hashem. The Beis Hashem is the Olam HaEmes. The chotzer is Olam HaZeh. A person in this world, he just begins to blossom slightly. He blossoms just a little bit. The chotzer, in the chotzer. And after he blossoms in the chotzer, just slightly, then he comes to the next world. And when he comes to the next world, there is where he's replanted. He is shosul in the Beis Hashem, after blossoming in the chotzer. Okay, if this is not mystical, then I don't know what is. And then when it goes on, Alright. Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to leave it with this. Okay? Do I recognize you?
Yeah.
I'm a the judge.
Yes.
The shofet is here. Welcome. Thank you for coming. So kind of you to come. Nice to see you. Okay, so over here this concludes the Smizmar. Alright, Baruch Hashem, I think we did a lot of nice things in the Smizmar. And now we're going to go on to the next Mizmar Tzadik Gimel. Tzadik Gimel is now the third in the series of Moshe Rabbeinu's 11 Mizmarim. Okay, Hashem Moloch, we say this Mizmar is a short Mizmar, right? It always goes together with Mizmar Tzadik It always is set together on Shabbos, together with Tzadik Beis, and now we have Tzadik Gimel, and let's right away jump into it. Hashem Moloch, page 844.